USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading members of the Coronavirus Task Force have warned White House officials about the health risks of holding large-scale indoor campaign rallies and advised against such mass gatherings. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Deborah Birx, both have vocalized concerns about the safety of holding this rally with as many as 19,000 people in an enclosed arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But President Trump and his campaign advisors are proceeding with the event, which is expected to draw tens of thousands inside and even more outside the venue, who will neither be socially distant nor required to wear face coverings. They claim attendees assume a personal risk, and that is part of life. Next week, the president is headlining another large-scale event with thousands of students in a Phoenix megachurch. That state has seen an even higher uptick in cases this week, with back-to-back records for single-day increases. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Family and friends mourning an FBI officer who was fatally shot voiced pleas to end violence that cut short his life, saying America needs to overcome all discrimination and hatred. David Patrick Underwood was killed guarding the federal building in Oakland, and federal authorities say the shooter used the protests as cover for the crime. Last week, the FBI announced murder charges against Air Force Staff Sergeant Steve Carrillo. Authorities say Carrillo used the same homemade AR-15 rifle 8 days later to kill a Santa Cruz deputy in a hail of gunfire that wounded 4 other officers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new book by John Bolton continues to cause stir and is not even set for release until next week. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book by John Bolton. And Bolton writes that he was astonished by President Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adds, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meantime, Bolton also argues that House Democrats committed what he calls impeachment malpractice by keeping their prosecution focused too narrowly on the president's Ukraine scandal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot programming allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations, a policy that has strained its relationship with a number of law enforcement agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.